From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Every holiday season, the Boise Bicycle Project provides hundreds of bikes to kids in need. It's all part of their Holiday Kids Bike Giveaway. Volunteers work for months. They refurbish bikes in anticipation of the event, and this year is going to be no different. So in order to make sure that every child that wants a bicycle gets one, they're holding a special drive. So joining us today to talk more about the upcoming event is the new executive director of the Boise Bicycle Project, Devin McComas. Devin, nice to have you on the program.
Hey, Gemma, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So Devin, for folks who may not be familiar with the Boise Bicycle Project, tell us a little bit about your organization.
Sure. So we're a nonprofit bicycle co-op that promotes the personal, social, and environmental aspects of cycling. We believe that Boise can be the bicycling capital of America, and we're working every single day to get there with the help of staff and awesome volunteers and community members.
So Devin, I'd mentioned you are the new executive director, recently new executive director from Jimmy Halliburton. We should note, though, you are not new to BPP. You've been with them for quite some time now. So tell us a little bit about your history with the Boise Bicycle Project.
Sure. You know, I like to describe myself as a beneficiary of BBP before I ever worked there. So I moved to Boise about a dozen years ago. I actually followed what is my now wife to Boise without much of a plan, but at the same time, it was the best decision I've ever made. And quickly, I realized I needed some transportation to get around town and found myself at the Bicycle Project. And so, I would come there and work on a variety of bikes that would get me to work as a substitute teacher and then working in the school district and then working at nonprofits in Boise. So really my relationship with BBP was walking through the doors and accepting the help that they offer first. In 2020, okay. I came on as the youth programs coordinator and then after that worked as the programs director. So I've been involved for about 3 years at the Bicycle Project and just working hard on the programming side to make sure that we have great community outreach, that we're out there in the community fixing bicycles and educating kids how to fix their own bicycles, that we're giving away to the tune of about 1,000 to 1,200 bicycles a year to those in need. And then just in September, I came into the executive director role.
So Devin, what's it like to be in the role as the executive director and filling the shoes of Jimmy Halliburton, who really, founded this entire project?
Yeah, 16 years, I'm Boise celebrity. You know, that it's awesome. You know, I believe in the mission so much that I feel so strongly about the project that I'm happy to be in that role. At the same time, you know, like you said, it's big shoes to fill. And what's empowering about that is our community. Every time that I've had an ask of our community, people step up and people show their support. And so, you know, it is a little intimidating, but at the same time, there's always someone stepping up to help out, to donate, to hop in and fix a bike. And that is really validating.
So let's talk about the Holiday Bike Kids Bike Giveaway. This will be the 17th year that BPP has done this. Tell us what it is and how it works, again, for folks who may not know a lot about it.
Sure. So this is the 17th Holiday Kids Bike Giveaway. The first Holiday Kids Bike Giveaway was the first year of BBP. They had 60 kids who were new arrival refugees choose the bicycle they wanted. With the help of volunteers, they fixed them, and those kids got a bicycle during the holiday season. This year, we're really hoping to get about 600 kids riding on bicycles.
Wow.
And that's just really responding to the need that we see in the community. The way that the referral process works is that we work with social workers, with counselors, with teachers, people who are really providing direct service to our community. And they're sending us the kids and families who a bicycle could really make a difference for. It might mean that they can get to school because mom's working a graveyard shift and they're continually tardy. It might mean that they're able to join in after-school programs like sports or theater. It might mean that they're getting the services like counseling. And so that's how that referral network works for us and how we identify these kids. The process, though, it's very cute. The kid, they sign up, we get all their information, and then we ask them to draw a picture of their dream bike. And Gemma, I think you've probably seen some of these photos, but they're incredible. And it has all the optimism and imagination that a kid can offer. Sometimes it's a kid who loves Frozen, but Elsa and no Anna whatsoever. We got to cross out all the Anna. Or last year, there was a child who drew a bicycle that had three roofs and a propeller.
And oh, geez.
Yeah. You know, really the magical part is that our incredible volunteer base and staff members and community support really take those drawings to heart and center it around that kid. So You know, for instance, the roof and the propellers was a passion project of one of our staff members who, on the day of the giveaway, rolled out a bike that looked exactly like it with three roofs and a propeller. And so really there's this element of providing services and making sure that these kids can connect in the way they need to, but also doing something above and beyond, trying to really realize that dream and that sort of adolescent passion for bicycles and connecting over that too.
I have to tell you, Devin, one of my favorite things about this holiday bike giveaway are seeing these drawings from kids. I mean, they're so magical. And then to see what you guys do to make kind of that dream a reality is really amazing. So with that said, what do you need from the community, like when it comes to bicycles, things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So to kick off our Holiday Kids Bike Giveaway this year, we're having our Holiday Kids Bike Drive. So on October 28th, this Saturday, we're asking our community to come support us by donating gently used kids bikes and gently used bicycles to our shop at 1027 Lusk Street. Really what that's going to do is if we can get 500 bicycles donated this weekend, it puts us in a good position to start working on those bikes to give away on December 16th. So that's a pretty tight turnaround. That's about a month and a half, but we know with an incredible amount of volunteer help and community support, we can get there. So we're asking the community to come on down this Saturday and donate a bicycle if they have it. If they don't have a bicycle to donate, but they want to support, we'll always accept volunteers. Volunteers don't have to just work on bicycles. We need volunteers to help us contact these families, to do some data entry from the forms, to help us write notes to people who are supporting us. We need volunteers in every aspect beyond bicycles. And then also, if people want to support, they're always welcome to donate. This event, you know, we're really trying to recognize the need in the community. So the size of the event's growing, and a donation will really help us offset that cost.
Mm-hmm. So Devin, if I heard you right, you said you're looking to give away 600 bikes this holiday season.
Yeah.
So yeah. I know originally, you know, this project started, the holiday bicycle giveaway was for recently arrived, you know, refugee children. But that, as you mentioned, and I just want to be clear on this, it's expanded, right, into the entire community of children in need who need this type of transportation.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm glad you said that, because for me, it's the most incredible day of the year for several reasons, because I'm a bike nut and I love bikes and I share that enthusiasm with kids. But it's really about connecting every aspect of our community together in an event. So you're right in that the genesis was about new arrival refugees, young people from those countries. And we will always make sure that that is an element and people are welcome. But it's also kids who maybe have never left Boise. It's also for, you know, families who are out of state coming in. And for me, the beautiful part of the day is really when those kids, maybe a 10-year-old from Syria or a 8-year-old from Nampa, are connecting with a Boise community member who has lived here and doesn't know the walk of life that these families or these kids have, just the same way these kids don't know that volunteer. And so really the community connecting through this event for me is really the incredible part and what I'd like to share with the broader Boise community.
And you know, Devin, there's something to be said too about giving access to bicycles to children. I think it's something that those of us that have privilege kind of maybe sometimes don't recognize or think about. And there's an assumption that, well, every kid has a bike, and that's just not true.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, you know, some of the kids, like I said earlier, a bicycle means connection to services. For some of these kids, a bicycle is really a dream that has never been realized. And sort of the community reaching out and making sure that they can satisfy that, hopefully is connecting that kid to their community for the rest of the time they live here. Hopefully it's putting in an attitude where they're also willing to be in service to their community. And, you know, those are all things that we see every day in the work that we do. And so at the end of the day, it is about bicycles. And also sometimes it kind of goes beyond a bicycle.
Okay. So again, the drive to get these gently used bicycles is this Saturday, and you are looking for 500 bikes, you said?
500 would be lovely. That would put us in a really good spot.
Okay. And then folks can volunteer. Now, do they volunteer a day of this event? Or, I mean, you have a fairly tight deadline from the time from this Saturday until you're doing this giveaway in December. So do you need volunteers throughout this time span?
Yeah, we have volunteer shifts running all week long. At the beginning of October, we expanded our volunteer shifts. And so, like I said earlier, we definitely do need people who want to work on a bike or learn how to work on a bike. and we have volunteer shifts at our shop. We have volunteer shifts in evening hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays for people to come do that. But we also need people who are going to come help us scan and take data off the forms. We need people who are going to help us call these families and make sure that they know when we're asking to come down and that they're not going to miss it. We need people who can drive a truck and a trailer and help us move some bicycles around or help us deliver the day of. So we need volunteers for general operation. We need volunteers for the bike drive this Saturday, and we need volunteers for the event on December 16th.
Well, as always, Devin, I love having the Boise Bicycle Project on and talk about what you're doing in the community. So I really appreciate your time today.
Hey, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.